And now, from Birmingham, Alabama, the heart of the South, this is the heart and soul of rock and roll. Brought to you worldwide by Birmingham Record Collectors Club. Dedicated to the collecting and preservation of music through lasting friendships. BRC is the largest group of its kind in the United States, and it produces the largest record, CD, and music memorabilia show and convention in the southeastern U.S. every third weekend of August. Our 30th annual show will be held next August and will be at the Gardendale Civic Complex near Birmingham. Now, with thanks to Birmingham's own Bobby Mizell and his pumpin' piano, welcome in, you rock and rollers. Bobby Mizell getting us into another edition of the Heart and Soul of Rock and Roll. Rockin' Ray here. Glad to have you along with us. We've got some really great music coming up in this show as we feature Southern Blues, whatever that may mean. And Joe is going to explain that to us. Right, Joe?
Right. Southern Blues. Where to start? Robert Johnson? Charlie Patton? Mississippi? Africa? Why not Dockridge Plantation, where Patton learned guitar from Henry Sloan? Or the Tutwiler, Mississippi train station, where W.C. Handy first heard the blues, maybe from the same Henry Sloan? I think it comes from a clever group of people who realized they could play music on a street corner on payday and make as much as someone who worked in the cotton fields all week long. A guitar made a man a band.
The early bluesmen of Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Arkansas, and Alabama were often preachers or sons of church clergy. They performed in the church, doing church songs. They also sang children's songs, work songs, folk ballads, and versions of popular songs of the day just to earn a living. But it was the blues that seemed to move the people, especially at gatherings and juke joints that seemed to spring up everywhere you looked. The blues was a music to be reckoned with. Blind Lemon Jefferson was such a man, born in 1897 in Wortham, Texas. He was discovered in Dallas in 1925 by a music store owner. The owner sent him to Chicago to record his first blues records, where they instantly became hits. Songs like Got the Blues, Beggin' Back, Black Snake Moan, Gone Dead on You Blues, Lowdown Mojo Blues, That Crawlin' Baby Blues, and Hangman Blues, and See That My Grave Is Kept Clean, just to name a few. After only 4 years and close to 100 recordings, one night in 1929, after a Chicago house party that he was playing, he missed his ride, or he got lost, and he froze to death in a snowstorm. Here's Blind Lemon Jefferson doing his last recorded song, Pneumonia Blues.
Take it all a while, people got the pneumonia this time. My good gal won't make it home all. the cold all night, and she didn't come home at all. And baby did in the winter, frowning round in the rain. When baby did in the winter, frowning round in the rain. Right down my baby, give me this new morning pain.
BRC is a nonprofit group of over 300 members worldwide. Come join us.
Scene with music.
Charlie Patton was born in Hinds County, Mississippi, about 1891, and moved to the Dockery Plantation about 1900. It was there he encountered and influenced almost all of the early Delta blues men: John Lee Hooker, Howlin' Wolf, Muddy Waters, Willie Brown, and the mysterious Henry Sloan, as well as Robert Johnson, all passed through Dockery's. Patton was much more than a traveling street musician. He played scheduled concerts at plantations and taverns and traveled to Chicago and New York. Here is Charlie Patton and Mississippi Boll Weevil Blues.
There's a little boll weevil keep moving in the lonely. Blank your cotton and you won't get a heaven sail on her. Oh, we will, why's your little hole on her? A Louisiana ring takes a little wild, pretty bone on her. Well, I thought it would weave a lot of circle, a lot of Indiana. The next time I see them, know they had the family there. Oh, we were left to take a lot of business by well on her. Why are you going now? I'm going down to Mississippi, going to get a little down our hell on her. Oh, we was headed for her. Thank God she just fell on her. I let water suck all the blood and then leave you a heavy swell on her. The next time I see you, I had your family there on her. Oh, we were near the white wind, sit out on the hill on her. Oh, we were told the wife, let's take this for the end of it. Oh, we were told the wife, said, I believe I'll make a law on it. All right, we'll tell about it. Let her leave in Louisiana, ring, go to Arkansas on it. Well, I saw the boy, we were going to take a lot of in the air on it. Time I see the bloody hand of family there on her. Oh, we were told about her, I think I'd see you fell on her. Talked all the lies that we leave, I had to squint on her. Oh, we were both, we were where you need a hold on her. Oh, did it where they raised cotton and corn on her.
glad your family's there.
Charlie Patton was quite possibly the blues' most talented all-around artist, a magnificent guitar player, songwriter, and singer. He influenced singers from Son House to Robert Johnson to Howlin' Wolf and hundreds more. Patton's brother, Sam Chapman, was a singer in his own right. His song, Sitting on Top of the World, greatly influenced him, along with his passion to leave his father's farm for his own freedom. He recorded more than 50 titles. The majority were Delta blues. Here's Charlie Patton singing High Water Everywhere.
The bad water done rose around some hill, drove me down that line. Bad water done rolled that damn road, pulled Charlie down that line. And I tell that water, water, don't jump through this town. Lord, that old wrong country, Lord, with my hands overflow. Lord, that old wrong country, man, is overflow.
You know, I can't stay. I'm about to go wild, hard, boy.
I won't go to the hill country, but it got me bob. Now look at y'all, now leader, still was rising high. Look at y'all, boy, now leader, still was rising high.
Boy, it's rising over there, yeah.
I'm gonna move over to Greenville, boy, I'll tell you goodbye. Yeah, water down, Lord, in the brook. Road won't everywhere. The water, I give it and leave it. Going down the road everywhere.
Boy, you can't never see
I would go down the road down, but they tell me it's water now. Now the water now, mama, don't jump shores in town. Well, now tell me the water, don't drop y'all this town.
Boy, I'm going to Big Brook.
Well, I'm going to Big Brook for a high mine. I am going out that water while land don't ever flow. Well, I'm going on a hill where water don't never flow.
Boy, Shaga County is still a zombie show.
Fallout County, one is that over in Tallahatchie.
Boy, when Tallahatchie, you gotta go over there.
Lord, the water that rests on that old Jackson Road. Lord, the water that rests on that Jackson Road.
Boy, you got my claws.
I'm going back to the hill country, won't be one no more.
Canned Heat does a song, Pony Blues. Charlie Patton influenced this 60 years in the past into the hands of a different kind of Southern band, a Southern California blues band called Canned Heat. Founded by blues enthusiast Bob Height and Alan Wilson in 1965, here is Canned Heat's take on Pony Blues.
Ain't no red trim. Born in 1913, Lightning Slim was an Excello label bluesman. He was born in Missouri and moved to Baton Rouge at age 13, taught guitar by his older brother. He started with Excello label in the mid-50s, and at that time he often had Lazy Lester and his brother-in-law, Slim Harpo, own his records. He kind of faded away out of the blues and started working in a foundry in Pontiac, Michigan. He was rediscovered there in 1970. He was living in a rented room in Slim Harpo's sister's house. He re-signed with Excello, and he began doing gigs and tours again. His first gig in 1971 was at the University of Chicago Folk Festival. 1972, he went to the UK and the Montreux Jazz Festival in Switzerland. Then in 73, he went back to the UK with the American Blues Legends Package. 1974, he died. Blues critic Ed Denson ranks him as one of the top five great bluesmen of the 50s, along with Muddy Waters, Little Walter, Howlin' Wolf, and Sonny Boy Williamson. Here's Lightning Slim doing Just Made 21.
Folks, I remember when I was a little boy, I was wishing that I'd hurry up and get to be a man, so I could go out and have myself a little boogie-woogie. So now I done got to be a man and made 21. Baby, you know I'm gonna go out and have myself some fun. So I slipped off from home one night, and I walked into a place. Folks, I tell you, they were really having the time. I say, yes, peoples, that y'all really is having a ball. Yes, I know. Well, let's jump a while. It got so good to me, folks, I like to overstay my time. And when I got home, I hear Mama just a fussing at Papa, telling Papa, said, look, old man, you got to stop Lightning from coming here this time of morning. I heard Papa tell Mama, that boy now is full grown and done made 21, and you got to let him go out and have yourself a little fun now. Folks, then made me feel so good, I went back boogie-woogie just the same. Yes, and I stayed all night, too. Yeah. Well, let's boogie a while. That's the way I like it. Horses just didn't good to me.
Birmingham's DRC.
Memphis Minnie, born in Louisiana in 1897. She was the oldest of 13 children. She learned guitar at an early age and performed on the streets of Memphis in her teens. In 1929, she began recording with her partner and husband, Joel McCoy. Her first release, Bumblebee, was a hit. She went on to record it four different ways. She moved to Chicago in the 30s with her husband. At that time, Chicago was the center of the blues. The marriage, however, was over by 1935, and in 1939 she teamed up with Memphis guitarist Ernest Lawlers. Most of her recordings were duets with Lawlers. By the end of the 50s, they were back in Memphis with a five-piece band. In 1961, Lawlers died of a stroke. About that same time, Minnie suffered a stroke herself. And in 1973, she passed away. Here's Memphis Minnie doing Bumblebee.
Bumblebee, please come back to me. He got the best old thing on any bumblebee that I ever seen. He stung me this morning, I've been looking for him all day long. Stung me this morning, been looking for him all day long. Lord, he got me to the place, hey, see my bumblebee leave home. Bumblebee, bumblebee, don't be gone so long. Bumblebee, bumblebee, don't be gone so long. You're my bumblebee and you need a chair home. I can't stand him, buh, buh, buh. Come here, bumblebee, won't you stop your buh? You're my bumblebee and you know your stuff. Oh, send me bumblebee until I get enough. Bumblebee, bumblebee, don't be gone so long. Bumblebee, bumblebee, don't be gone so long. You're my bumblebee and you need a chat home. Oh, my, you're gone, you don't see so long. Don't mind, you're gone, don't be gone so long. You're my bumblebee and you need a chat home. I can't stand him, buzz, buzz, buzz. Come here, bumblebee, won't you stop your fuss? You're my bumblebee and you know your stuff. Oh, save me, bumblebee, until I get enough.
You've got the heart and soul of rock and roll. BRC Radio.
Next up, Son House with John the Revelator. Eddie James' Son House was both preacher and a church pastor who early on had some hostility towards the blues, but he turned around and brought the vocal intensity of his preaching into the blues. It was Son House who accompanied Charlie Patton to his 1930 recording with the Paramount label. Here's Son House and John the Revelator.
Who's that writing? John the Revelator. Tell me who's that writing? John the Revelator. Tell me who's that writing? John the Revelator wrote the book of the seven seals. Who's that writing? John the Revelator. Who's that writing? John the Revelator. Tell me who's that writing? John the Revelator wrote the book of the seven seals. You know, God walked down the cool of the day, called Adam by his name, but he refused that, cause he's naked and ashamed. Who's that writing? John the Revelator. Tell me who's that writing? John the Revelator. Tell me who's that writing? John the Revelator wrote the book of the seven seas. Mary and Martha, they dance to see. Say, go tell my disciples to meet me in Galilee. Now, who's that writing? John the Revelator, tell me who's that writing? John the River Lady, tell me who's that riding. John the River Lady wrote the book of the seven seas. Who's that riding? John the River Lady, tell me who's that riding. John the River Lady, well, who's that riding? John the River Lady wrote the book of the seven seas.
Son House was also one of the most important blues artists of all time, quite possibly the blues' greatest singer. You be the judge. Here's Son House singing his first hit, Preaching the Blues.
Oh, I'm gonna get my religion. I'm gonna go down the Baptist church. I'm gonna be a Baptist preacher, and I sure won't have to worry. Oh, I'm gonna preach this blues now. Yeah, I want everybody to shout. I'm gonna do like a prisoner. I'm gonna roll my time all night. Oh, in my room, I bow down to pray. Oh, I'm in my room, I bow down to pray. Long and it blew my buried way. Oh, that religion don't this very day. Oh, that religion don't this very day. But the women in whiskey well did. Would not let me pray. Oh, I wish I had me a heaven of my own.
Johnson doing Love in Vain Blues. There's no bluesman with better legend than Robert Johnson. Born in Hazelhurst, Mississippi, 1911, he took up blues full-time following the death of his first wife. Son House knew him as a good harmonica player, but a bad guitarist. After one of his many absences, he returned with much greater skill, and the story of selling his soul to the devil grew up around that. But maybe he just practiced. The song is better known by the Rolling Stones, but here is Robert Johnson's original Love, Love in Vain Blues.
Well, it's hard to tell, it's hard to tell. Man,
and all your love's in vain. All my love's in vain. And the train rolled up to the station. I looked her in the eye. When the train rolled up to the station, and I looked her in the eye. Well, I was lonesome, I felt so lonesome, and I could not help but cry. All my love's in vain. When the train, it left the station, with two lights on behind. When the train, it left the station, with two lights on behind. Well, the blue light was my blue, and the red light was my mind. All my love's in vain. Ooh, Willie Mae.
You're enjoying what you're hearing tonight. There's a lot more of it out there. You can come to meetings that we have. You can come to our record show in August. You can join the club and just get the newsletter. We have monthly meetings at the library in Homewood on Oxmoor Road. We have a yearly record show in August. We have it on the third weekend in August. And this year it will be at the Gardendale Civic Center in Gardendale, Alabama. As far as join the club, you can get in touch with Ray at ray@rockingray.com, or you can send us a letter to P.O. Box 59533, Birmingham, Alabama, 35259. And that's the Birmingham Record Collectors. You're on the website right now, birminghamrecord.com. We'd love to have you contact us and be a part of what we're doing.
You're listening to BRC Radio.
Good guys!
Women were a part of the blues from the start. Adele Ward Hall, better known as Vera Hall, was born near Livingston, Alabama in 1902. She was recorded on one of John Lomax's field recording trips to the South. Her song, Trouble So Hard, was sampled by electronic musician Moby on his song Natural Blues in 1999, bringing Vera Hall's blues to a new audience. Here is Trouble So Hard by Vera Hall.
Ooh, Lordy, my trouble so hard. Ooh, Lordy, my trouble so hard. Don't nobody know my trouble but God. Don't nobody know my trouble but God. Went down the hill the other day. Soul got happy and stayed all day. Oh, Lordy, trouble so hard. Oh, Lordy, trouble so hard. Don't nobody know my trouble but God. Don't nobody know my trouble but God. Ooh, Lordy, trouble so hard. Ooh, Lordy, my trouble so hard. Went in the room, didn't stay long. Looked on the bed and brother was dead. Ooh, Lordy, my trouble so hard. Oh, Lordy, my trouble so hard. Don't nobody know my trouble but God. Don't nobody know my trouble but God. Oh, Lordy, trouble so hard. Oh, Lordy, trouble so hard.
Mamie Smith was the first woman that was recorded singing the blues. Women were recorded more than 10 years before the Depression hit in 1929. Mostly they sang in minstrel shows and cabarets backed by bands. Women like Ma Rainey, Ida Cox, Memphis Minnie, Trixie Smith, Alberta Hunter, and Sister Rosetta Thorpe from Birmingham, Alabama. Here's Ma Rainey doing Deep Moanin' Blues.
John Lee Hooker was born in Coahoma County, Mississippi in 1917. He was only allowed to listen to religious music until his minister father died and his mother remarried a man who taught him guitar. John Lee wanted to go out to the clubs, and finally, Papa told Mama, "Let that boy boogie woogie, cause it's in him and it's got to come out." Thank you, Mr. Hooker. Here's John Lee Hooker, Boogie Chillin'.
Down Hazen Street. Everybody was talking about Henry Swain Club. I saw that drop in there that night. When I got there, I said, yeah, people, they was really having a ball. Yes, I know.
boogie chiller. One night I was laying down. I heard Mama and Papa talking. I heard Papa tell Mama, let that boy boogie woogie. It's in him, and it got to come out. And I felt so good. Went on boogie just the same.
Hey, rock and roll music fans, Rockin' Ray here. Hey, if you like the music on the heart and soul of rock and roll, we've got another treat for you. It's the Rock and Roll Radio Reunion with yours truly. Right here, produced by BRC, and you'll find it right here on the website. It's a time tunnel trip backwards, 50 years. We'll be playing music from the early 60s all the way up to this month, 1964. Join us, a new show each month, right here on BRC Radio. You're gonna love it.
Huddy Ledbetter, born 1889 in Mooringsport, Louisiana, is known as the King of the 12 String. Ledbetter, otherwise known as Leadbelly, was in and out of prison for attempted murder and murder. He was serving a life sentence in 1933 when brothers John and Alan Lomax from the Mississippi Library of Congress visited the Angola Penitentiary. Leadbelly recorded a plea for a pardon, and the Lomax brothers played it for the governor of Louisiana. A year later, he was granted that pardon, and in the late 30s, moved to New York, where he was the first to perform concerts to white audiences outside the South. Shortly before his death in 1949, he had a short tour in France. A first for a blues singer. Here's Leadbelly singing Good Morning Blues.
Now, this is the blues. Never the white man had the blues. Cause nothing to worry about. Now, you lay down at night. You roll from one side of the bed to the other all night long. You can't sleep. What's the matter? The blues has got you. You get up and sit on the side of your bed in the morning. You may have a sister and a brother, mother and father around, but you don't want no talk out of them. What's the matter? The blues got you. Well, you go and put your feet under the table and look down in your plate, got everything you want to eat. But you shake your head, you get up, you say, Lord, I can't eat and I can't sleep. What's the matter? The blues got you. Want to talk to you. Hear what you got to tell them. Good morning, blues. Make a moon-eyed man go blind.
drums are heard in Alabama. Each time that you set your dial on wonderful
BRC.
Little old band from Texas updated that Boogie Chillin' riff from John Lee Hooker in 1973 on their Tres Hombres album. Billy Gibbons used a 1955 Stratocaster on this song. Here's the story of LaGrange, as told by ZZ Top.
Rumors spreading round in that Texas town about the shack outside LaGrange. And you know what I'm talking about. Just let me know if you wanna go to that home out on the range. They got a lot of nice girls.
A song from the second LP by the Allman Brothers entitled Out of Wild South. The group had rented a farmhouse in Georgia during the recording of this LP, and because of all the people coming and going, it reminded them of an airport in New York called Out of Wild Airport, thus Out of Wild South. The band's self-titled debut LP came out in 1969, and then you have to stop and ask yourself, where did the true Southern blues come from? Was it some of the others we've heard tonight already? Or would it be someone like the Allman Brothers? I guess it'd be who you ask what Southern blues is. It's all opinions. The Allman Brothers had many people follow them, such as Lynyrd Skynyrd, Marshall Tucker Band, Wet Willie, 38 Special, Blackfoot. so many good groups. In 1966, John D. Loudermilk was in Nashville and heard a group that really, he was wondering who these guys were. Two blonde-headed boys were up there, one playing a stinging guitar and one with an anguished, world-weary voice. So he decided to record these boys. They were called the Almond Joys at this time. They did a song called Spoonful, and it sold relatively well, but Loudermilk didn't want to do any more recording. He wanted to write. So he turned them over to Buddy Killen of Nile Records. Later on, Killen said that these guys were way ahead of their times. We're going to hear a song called Don't Keep Me Wondering off the Out of Wild South LP.
Robert Johnson, who went to the crossroads in Clarksdale, Mississippi, and came back a changed man. Some say he sold his soul to the devil because his music style and his personality had changed so much. The blues is the truth of your soul. The blues is what makes you cry. The blues is what makes you holler. The blues is what gets you dancing. If you really have the blues, you wake up with them and you go to bed with them. That's the blues is. Here's Robert Johnson's Sweet Home Chicago.
Oh, California to my sweet home, Chicago.
Lightning Slim was born Otis Hicks in St. Louis, but moved to Louisiana when he was 13. He was recorded by the legendary producer Jay Miller and found success with the Excello label. Here's Mean Old Lonesome Train by Lightning Slim.
How'd you catch that train, man? That's the train my baby's on. I'd have been out west, I'm headed east. I want my baby back home with me. Well, she done grabbing me no train and gone. She done bought a ticket. I'm going to find out before the sun go down. But she done grabbed that mean old train and gone. I ain't no monkey, don't climb no tree. No woman gonna make no monkey out of. Well, she done caught that mean old train and gone. Well, just look at that mean old lonesome train. Plenty money, gold in the ground. Ever since she left me, I've been going and down. Well, she done grabbed that mean old train and gone. I love my woman, she's my heart desire. Going to find my baby, take the day I die. Well, she don't grab that mean old train and gone.
The heart and soul of rock and roll, if we haven't impressed on you to go out and take up harmonica, I don't know what would. This has been some great Southern blues and some just hard to believe the talent and the conditions that a lot of this music sprang from. But great show, and I thank Joe and Tom and all the guys for really putting together a tremendous program. What's up? Well, coming up next week, it's One Hit Wonders. Those guys that had one good idea in their whole life, and we're going to find out what that musical idea was. That'll be coming up for you next week. Then it's girl and guy duos of various and sometimes not at all related folks. And then we're going to hear some great flip sides, some B-sides to some great songs that made it big because we didn't follow what the record company said to play. Then, getting into May, we're going to be looking at doo-wop songs. And then following that, we'll have some car songs. And then we're going to kick summer off in a grand style. We'll have some graduation and let's hit the beach kind of music. And we'll be playing all of that coming for you in the middle of May. So lots of great shows coming up. And, of course, we're hoping you'll pass the word on, get some friends to listen. I'll remind you that all of these shows are archived here on the website. And we really hope that you'll help us kind of get the word out to have everybody enjoy the heart and soul of rock and roll. For now, that's going to do it. Rock and Ray saying, take it easy out there. And where's Bobby when you need him?
From the Birmingham Record Collectors Club and originating from Birmingham, Alabama, this has been the heart and soul of rock and roll, a historical educational project presented to preserve this important era of uniquely American music. If there is a song that you would like included in a future program, please email your request to me at rockingray@rockingray.com. Your comments and suggestions are also welcome. Make your plans now to join us the third weekend in August for our 30th annual BRC Record and CD show at the Gardendale Civic Center in Gardendale, Alabama. While on our website, explore other features, projects, and informative articles. Thanks for our theme music goes to Birmingham's own Bobby Mizell. For the heart and soul boogie, keep on rocking, Bobby.